The Optimist.
And now it's time for Grumpy Cranky Pants and his Magic Soapbox. The following radio piece has been modified from its original version. It has been formatted to run in the time allotted and edited for content. I am mad as heck! A local newspaper I am not subscribed to occasionally tosses a special or extra supplemental edition onto the end of my driveway or front lawn. Funny, but usually when a stranger throws
unwanted
crap on my property, it's called littering. In communities around the nation, local governments are passing ordinances to end this stupid,
rather annoying,
wasteful form of advertainment pollution. When this occurs, the newspapers in the area file lawsuits, claiming that an AP story about interior decorating, surrounded by several pages of ads, constitutes free speech, and is therefore protected under the First,
gosh darned,
Amendment. I mean, seriously. The big brass
audacity
of these
newspaper publishers
blows my mind. Many of these
accursed
publishers claim to offer an opt-out for residents who do not wish to receive one of their free speech supermarket circulars. Oh my, how gracious! Well, I don't want to have to opt out. I already opted out when I decided to not subscribe to your
substandard
publication, Mr. Editor. Please remove your trash from my property, and my neighbor's property, and the sidewalks and streets of my town. Please tell your advertisers that you're sorry, but you won't be able to siphon any more money from their pockets for this ineffective form of
value-added
advertising. Please, Mr. Editor, quit making our community look like an
unsightly
dump with your advo-littering. I am boiling with rage!